Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
In Sacramento's Arden Arcade area, the once struggling retail center Country Club Plaza has gradually added more businesses after getting new owners in 2014. And another one, which will likely attract a lot of people, is scheduled to open next week.
Country Club Cinema, a movie theater from Petaluma-based Cinema West, is set to open April 25th. This project includes 13 movie screens and recliners in its auditoriums. It will feature food and drink options that go above and beyond typical movie theater offerings, according to its operators. Expect a full bar as well as a food menu with artisan pizzas, wraps, and paninis. The movie theater has been in the works for several years. I first wrote about the project in 2015. And now that it's finally opening, there's a hope that it will spur additional tenant interest in the center at Watt and El Camino Avenues.
Well, what other kind of businesses have been added to Country Club?
The center has already seen several new additions, including food and drink options such as Flaming Grill Cafe, Luchador Coffee, and a tea shop that recently opened. There's also the new arrival of a clothing chain called Rainbow Shops. But with all the changes to retail, the operations manager of Country Club Plaza says that the center is becoming more of an entertainment center rather than a traditional mall. We've seen that with the opening of businesses such as Planet Fitness, Winco Foods, and an indoor trampoline park.
Anything else in the works there?
Yeah, along those lines, there's a virtual reality business planned, as well as a poke shop and a barber studio. The hope is that more tenants will be interested in the center if it gets the increased activity that's expected to result from the movie theater, which has a capacity of around 1,300 people.
People probably remember there used to be a Macy's there, too. Any plans for that space that's empty now?
Yeah, it's been more than a year since the owner of Country Club Plaza acquired the former Macy's building that anchors one end of the mall. The operations manager tells me that nothing has been finalized for the building, but the first floor is expected to have some kind of retail or entertainment use. They're exploring a variety of possibilities for the second floor.
There's a proposal for a new project in West Sacramento. It's in the city's Washington District, which has seen a lot of growth. The project is called the 550s, a reference to its location at 550 C Street, and it would include apartments and a local restaurant.
Yeah, that restaurant is the Waffle Experience, which currently has three other Sacramento area sites. This proposed project would include a two-story building next to a three-story building with 14 apartments and a rooftop terrace. There would be additional retail space in addition to the Waffle Experience. The site is currently an empty lot next to a convenience store, and there's something else that's especially interesting about the residential part of this project. Co-living will be a key focus.
What's co-living?
Well, basically, it's this idea of shared living spaces such as kitchens and lounges. As a result, the housing units are generally smaller and require lower rents. The apartments in this proposed project in West Sacramento are around 400 square feet or less and would share central areas. As a result of those shared areas, rents are expected to be comparatively cheaper.
VSP is growing. That's the Vision Insurance Company. And this means more jobs. How many positions are we talking about?
Well, VSP currently has around 2,800 employees in Rancho Cordova and 5,200 across the nation. They say they usually see about a 10% increase in the number of workers they have each year and have been growing at that rate for the last decade. They currently have 55 open positions in Rancho Cordova, which is a mix of backfill and new full-time employees. That number is anticipated to grow.
Do we know why?
Well, the company says it's expanding its retail strategy and just growing in general. They haven't disclosed details beyond that.
Will this growth have any impact on local real estate?
Yeah, we've already seen one sign that's the case. Just recently, VSP signed a two-floor lease at a Rancho Cordova office building that's near its existing headquarters. A representative from VSP said this was in response to growth within VSP Global.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.